The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, now we're starting the next Siman, Siman Dalad Shin, in page 186. Al Eze Eved, on which slave, Mitzvah Shvisasa, is a person commanded that he has to make sure that he does not do Malacha, but Gimel Sif, in this three paragraphs, Sif Alf, other Mitzvah Shvisa, the person is commanded on the resting of a slave, Shemol V'tabal Hashem Abdus, that's circumcised and immersed himself in the mikvah for the purposes of slavery, B'kul of Mitzvahs Hanoigis, and accepted upon himself the mitzvahs that applied to a slave. But if he didn't circumcise and immerse himself, he just accepted seven Noahide laws. He's like a resident convert. He's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for himself, but not for his master. And forbidden for any Jew to tell him to do malacha on Shabbos for the purposes of a Jew. Even someone that's not his master. If he did not accept the promise of any mitzvah, he's a full-fledged non-Jew. So his halacha is the same with someone to accept upon himself the seven Noahide laws. Well, if he's according to this, the needs of a sick person that's not in danger of his life. The kaim law and the halacha we hold is Emily knew to be a sick, could tell a non-Jew to do malacha, and he does it. So too, so a person who died on the first day of Yom Tov. The Kamalon Dalach is asked by Mom and the nations, the non Jews are engaged with him to bury him. So he cannot tell to the slave of the Jew, even if he worships idolatry, the Kivin Melech is Ebed Asubinatar, since the Melech of the slave is biblically forbidden. Lahuch Bedavar, Shame Bebekorch Nevesh, is not permitted for somebody that doesn't have a danger to life. Yes, Cholkim and Matim Rizad, those who disagree and they permit regarding this. Doing his master's work without his awareness. And it's recognized he's not doing it with his consciousness. Mutter is permitted, but ain't tough lafish, you don't have to separate him. Says Ramah, Kibbul of Shem Mitzvah, even if he accepted upon himself the seven Noahide laws. Continues the Bechaber. Uli Yisrael, as you continue to have a Tzadi Dal Menav, Acher, and for another Jew, Shein Rabbah, that's not his master, even if he's doing it with the intention of the Jew. Mutrit permitted kosher ancient memories as well, as long as the Jew didn't tell him anything. As long as the Jew does not benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. Says the Mishpura Siv Katan Aleph. Adam, Mechulu, a person is commanded on Shvisas Abdi. Now, Kadel Hakal al Ma'ayin, to make it easier on the one who's analyzing this, lay the Tam Chiluk Adinim, to understand the reasonings of the halachas, that the differentiation of Mavar and B'sim Zed, that it's explained in this Siv. And Akmak, the Maktani, I'm going to give a short introduction. According to what's explained, the Gemara and the halachic authorities. There's two psukim that I said. Chad says, so that they rest, your slave, your maidservant, like you. This is going al Ebed Shemol B'Tabal B'Shem Abdus, a slave that circumcised and immersed himself for the purposes of slavery. We keep a love of all them, except the promise of all the mitzvahs that of slavery, the Hainu Komashi Shekhayevis, whatever a woman is obligated. If that's the case, got mitzvah Shabbos B'Chal. So then mitzvah Shabbos is also included, like a woman. So this pasuk is coming to instruct us, the shvisas evet, that the resting of the slave mutl gamal rabbi is the responsibility also on his master. That he's commanded to prevent him from doing malacha, even what the slave is doing for himself. Like Sivkar, there's another pasuk. That the son of your maidservant and the convert should rest. Chazal expanded. The koyal evet akonul Yisrael kinyaguf. This is going on the slave that's acquired by the Jew ownership of his body. But he didn't circumcise and immerse. He just accepted upon himself the seven Noahide laws. His master asked to stop the slave from doing work for the master on Shabbos, which Ashar Tzion Esau says, but it's not similar totally to the one who circumcised and immersed, because his master is commanded even to stop him from doing his own work. Here he just has to stop him from doing work for the master. And that's what he says, that Bahuadin, the same thing is, the Asman Atari Lechol Yisrael. That same thing is biblically forbidden for every Jew, that Shabbos Lodas Malach Abur Mishabbos, to do Malach for them on Shabbos. Atzma, but himself, Mutter Evid Kizel Las Malach Mishabbos, it is permitted for such a slave to do Malach on Shabbos. Why? Kim the Shabbos in Nichol, Tuk Shabbos in Nech. Shabbos is not one of the seven Noahide laws. But then he could dare to get Tarshav as a Lachal, like the resident convert. Dana Muzal Shabbos, he's not prohibited. We're going to do malach on Shabbos. But us in that Torah, but it's biblically forbidden. Lee Stroll, let Shabbos let us malach abudah for a Jew to command to do malach for him. Like he says, the pasuk, "Yinofesh ben amoscha v'ager," that the son of your maidservant and the ger should rest. Which Shar Tzionai Space says this v'hager obviously is going to ger toisha because the ger tzedek. That you have another pasuk v'ger chashem shurecha and Yevamos Avim Chazam Beis says this. So this is talking about a and Ger Teshav, which is what his halacha is similar to. So it continues in Mishabur, Be'ebra Kanli Yisrael Kinaguf, and the slave that's acquired to the Jew ownership of his body, B'loi Mobile Tabalik did not circumcise, did not immerse, B'gam L'kibbalov Avila Shabbat B'neinach did not even accept upon himself the seven Noahide laws. That's Machalikis HaPlesim, and B'gam HaZem Mitzub Manosh V'sasai, if on that also we're commanded on his resting, or commercial his body, like we're going to explain. So that's where the Machab said, a person is commanded, Sivkot and Beis, Al-Shvisis Abdai, on the resting of a slave that's circumcised and immersed for the purposes of Abdus, and they accepted the seven, the mitzvahs that apply by an Evid, which the mitzvah, Rabbah, the Shamrei, the mitzvah on his master to safeguard him, and to stop him from doing malacha, even that he's doing for himself, but cannot, like we mentioned. Now you're allowed to lease out your slave to a non-Jew during the weekday, if he stipulates with him, if he's not going to do malacha with him on Shabbos, and it's not someone to the halacha of one's animal. In such a case, you would not be able to lease out your animal to the non-Jew, because we said the ein ha'ein yehudi nimelakach, meaning we don't trust the meaning. It's not that that the non-Jew is not trusted over there. Because over here, ha'ein yehudi las malach ba'kol shel eved, the non-Jew is not going to forcibly do work with the slave on Shabbos, and because v'yesh leven emanzal, you could trust the slave on this as b'magadim that he knows not to do malacha, and he won't sivkat and gimel. And we said that this slave accepted upon himself the mitzvahs hanoigis be'evad that apply by a slave. The hainu that is called a mitzvah shayish chayevas, all the mitzvahs that a woman, a Jewish woman, is commanded in. So we said then you cannot have him do work. But if let's say he did not circumcise and immerse, rather he just accepted the seven mitzvahs of the noyach, so if cut and down that he could ger teishav. Then we said he's like a ger teishav and he's allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for himself. That's meaning ger teishav mikri. What's a ger teishav? Anyone accepts upon himself the seven Noahide laws, not to worship idolatry, even in combination with another entity, just Hashem. That is what we mean, a ger teishav. So he's allowed to work la'atzma. That's his own work, like stitching his garments, fixing his shoes, like similar types of things. Or he's doing work to, like he's hiring himself out. That he should have extra cash. Yes, Allah spoke to Adain of more than what the master provides him. Which Ashar Tzitnayis he says, because if it's going on his primary mezainis, which therefore the master is gaining from this, but then you would have to specifically stipulate this from before Shabbos, as we'll see later on in the next sif. Sifkat and Vav. So he's allowed to work for himself. But not for his master. I know that is. Even if his master did not explicitly command him regarding doing work, it's still forbidden. We're presuming he's doing it for his master. And the Torah is warning regarding stopping this. Even rabbinic malacha, also gamkin lasa b'shavu rabbi is not good for his master. Yes, mekilim is that those are leaning regarding this. Emloi hazir rabbi behead yalz. If his master did not warn him explicitly regarding this, keep it direct malacha drabban because it's only a malacha drabban.
Sivkat and Zayin, v'asal l'chal Yisrael. Now it's forbidden for every Jew to tell him to do malacha on Shabbos l'tzarech Yisrael, even someone that's not his master. Hainim in that Torah, that's biblical. V'kivun nikvar kibul l'vashav mitzvahs, since he already accepted the seven Noahide laws. L'kul alma, so according to everyone, have a din kigir tashav is like a resident comrade. Asher tar l'Yisrael, that's forbidden for a Jew, lasa malacha yadu, to do a malacha through him. Sivkat and Chas. Now, v'im loy kibul, if he didn't accept upon himself any mitzvah, he's still like a regular non-Jew. But what I mean to say is, the same thing is, he didn't accept any mitzvah. Since he's a Jewish slave, that's acquired to him his body. This opinion holds that his halacha is the same as someone who accepted seven Noahide laws. But he's forbidden to any malach for a Jew, as we mentioned before. Sivkat and Tess. So we said, according to this, you could tell a non-Jew and do it. Or a mess intervention that we hold these askwa moment, it would be forbidden loy mele ebed Yisrael to tell a Jewish slave the davka mir l'stam in Yehudu, because specifically telling a regular non-Jewish in el shavuz only rabbinic he tribute ver mele, then they permitted these things with the ebed in Yehudu shal Yisrael, but by a non-Jewish slave of a Jewish mizorin l'mentor, which we're saying is biblically prohibited, and lehet el b'goch nevesh, then there's no permissibility only when it's a danger to a person's life. Sibkat nyud v'yesh chalkam matir mezeh, but some disagree and they permit regarding this. Hain that is bezeh over here show ebed u'nachi gamer, where the slave is a total non-Jew. V'falachi even so it's really the rishon the first opinion held that he's the same as someone who's accepted the seven Noahide laws. The asafali Yisrael Achad, it's forbidden for a different Jew. To tell him to do a malacha. This is what this opinion disagrees and holds. No, the Torah did not forbid here. Only do a malacha for his master. Like it says, that the son of your maidservant should rest. But for a regular Jew, meaning for any other Jewish person, the other from Shari and Yudalam is not any better than a regular non Jew. Which only rabbinic forbidden. Therefore, even for a sick person that there's no danger to his life, muta, it would be permitted. However, if he was doing a malacha of his master without his awareness, and it's recognizable that he doesn't, it's not with his awareness, then it's permitted, you don't have to stop. I know that is the aftim of Leil, although he said before that the master is commanded on the resting of a slave, whether when he accepted the seven mitzvahs, whether he did not accept the slave, shouldn't do a malacha for him. That's only if he's pleased with this malacha, doesn't mean. And we say, that we presume that he's doing what is his awareness, why can't he has to separate him from doing this? When it's recognizable, however, that he's not doing it with his awareness, then it's like he's doing it for himself. Being the mutal of the money, then there was not his responsibility to stop him. And the Mechaber continues, said, Uli Yisrael, Acher B'chulu, and for another Jew who is not his master, even if he's doing for the Das of the Yisrael, would be permitted, because the Dafki, Yabi Rabbi Shu Avdi, specifically his master, who it's his slave. I mean, then we say the Mestama Komasho, so we presume whatever he's doing, Adas Rabbi Isa is doing with the intention of his master. Which is not the case over here. Avshu Isa Das Yisrael, even though he's doing it for the intention of a Jew, Koshle Tzeva, as long as he did not command him, Umaschel, Avodai Agir Tosh Blasim Elam, and the slave, or the Gir Tosh, has started doing on his own, which Sharatzi and Isa Yud says, this to a saying, the slave, meaning whether he accepted upon himself the Shevmet of Neich or not, and there in the Sharatzin Eisir Alv says that this is from the Tosha Shabbos and the Pashtis. So look at the Chiddush B'Gvayegah that brings the name of the Rashi, but that's not sure to regarding being lenient regarding this by Ger Toshim, even if he's a hired laborer of his, as long as the Jew did not command him, because since not acquired him, then we say that did Nafshav is doing it for himself because he's not suppressed beneath his hand like a slave. And Tosha Shabbos sounds like that he says this, that this is, you could be lenient, but the Vilna Gaon sounds like that he holds to be stringent from the fact that he says that for his master, Adat the Rabbah is doing for the intention of his master, like he writes over there in Sivav, and there was told him by Sachar, by hired laborer. Continues the Mishmur, says, I mean, then we say the Ikka, that the premise that Adat did not is doing it for himself, to ultimately gain at the end from his work. It's only forbidden, only if he commanded him to do it. It cannot be Sivkot Zayin, like we said in Sivkot Zayin. Sharatzi and Oisud Beis says that's from the Vilna Gaon. However, when you command him, also the Bilnagam would agree that would be Asr Midai Raisim. Sivkot Yigimel, then it's Mutter, it's permitted by insimulation and base, Sivkot Beis, the Pa'am at times, Sarach Limits and Rabbanan, that rabbinically do have to protest. Sivkot Yodal, now, as long as there's no speaking from the Jew, Ubavach Lehana, as long as the Jew does not benefit from that malach on Shabbos. Vayinim and Rabban, that's rabbinically forbidden. Because the slave is not any better. Mesharei Yehudidam, from any other non-Jew. Shalas malach al-Dasi Yisrael, that's doing the forbidden work for the purposes of the Jew. Shalas al-Yisrael, lahonis ma'aysa malach al-Shabbos, is forbidden for a Jew to have benefit from that malach on Shabbos. Ukanal b'rishim reishayin vav, like we said that in reishayin vav, which Dirsh number 9 brings, that the reason that he writes over there is that because it would be permitted to have benefit from the malacha, you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to tell him to do it. Now, the prohibition of having benefit from the malacha, the Shulchan Aruch writes over there, that applies not only by the Jew that the Nachri did the malacha for, but even for another Jew. The Bi'a Halacha, and the Ramaschal, B'chei Meis B'yom Tabrishin, also, if someone died on the first day of Yom Tov, then you would not be able to tell this Eved Yisrael. It says, look at Siman Tovkov Chavav in the Beis of that opinion that Ramban is inclined to permit by a slave that did not circumcise and toibul. And that's that this sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is like the opinion of the Bahag over there, said the Shabbos like over there, that he wants to explain this in the intent of the Shulchan Aruch, of which what he concludes via Shulchan, that some disagree. The Mask of Yishchok and Matimon says some disagree and permit in such a case. So the Gemara Shabbos have cut in Yud. The Torah does not make it forbidden when he does not accept on himself the seven Noahide laws, only for his master, not for someone else. It would seem that this dafka, if the money of the work he takes for himself, but if he gives it to his master, then that would be considered as malechas rabbi, and that would be forbidden. It says, but Tzarchi and Yisrael, we have to look into this further. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, this sif discusses regarding the obligations of the master and other Jews regarding the resting of the Eved Kenani. Now, there's three types of Eved Kenani, like the Rambam in Perek Gedal Hechzis Rabia, Mag Mishnah Hechel Shabbos. First of all, number one, a slave that was acquired by the master stam, unspecifically, that if the slave wants to circumcise and immerse himself for the purposes of slavery to be from the upstanding slaves, that they tevel and they circumcise them, and he's chayiv in the mitzvahs that slaves are obligated, and if he doesn't want to circumcise and tevel, the master is not allowed to keep him in his house but for 12 months, and afterwards he has to sum to a non-Jew. Category number two, a slave that stipulates with his master when he buys him that he's not going to circumcise and tevel, and he accepts himself upon himself the shemitz of bnei noach, permitted to hold on to him forever, in spite of the fact that he did not circumcise and did not tevel, and is not chayv the mitzvahs that an upstanding slave is obligated. Category number three is a slave that's uncircumcised, that did not accept upon himself the shemitz of bnei noach, and he worships his avodah zarah. Such an eved, it's forbidden at all to hold on to an eretz yisrael. Condition number two, even to send a slave with him 3 days before Shabbos in the caravan that he knows for sure is going to continue to go on Shabbos, which regarding a Jew, Shulchan Aruch writes in Zimmer Mishmim Ches, it's forbidden to go in such a caravan, the Berchi Yisrael writes in the Knesset Delta that would also be Aser. Dish number three, even the slave that circumcised did not tevel, Shulchan Aruch writes, has a halacha like a slave that did not circumcise and did not tevel, that's not chayv and mitzvah like a woman, and therefore the master is not commanded to stop him from doing his own work, only the malach of his master. Now he brings over there that this is not like it's written Shuvish Abnei Nezer to Mechadish based on desire, that ever that's mulvul a tevel, circumcised but not tevel, even though he's put him in other mitzvahs, however he is commanded on Shabbos, and therefore the master is commanded to prevent him even from doing his own malach. However, even the Shuvish Abnei Nezer himself writes at the end of his words that his halacha, it's a chiddush and tzarech in God, we have to look into this greatly. Dish number four, someone that's in Chutz La'aretz, and still weak over there, but he has a slave in Eretz Yisrael, which already Shabbos started. Someone's not sure if when the Eved does a malacha b'Isra on Shabbos, does the master violate this Isra, or maybe that since by the master it's still weekday, he does not violate this Isra. He has on there regarding the Isra of Shvi'is Behemtai, that's Burn Shulchan Aruch and Sim Mishma involved. It's logical that in such a situation we go after where the Bailam is, and then he wouldn't be violating any Isra in such a situation. Dish number six, that we say Mustamal Das Rabbi's house, and the Torah warns on stopping him. Now, if he does a malacha after the master was mekabel on himself Tesha Shabbos, the Shuvah Zigzag Mesh writes that this is not similar to the Issa of Amira to do malacha, whether to a Jew or a non-Jew, that it's only forbidden on Shabbos midrabbanan. So therefore, in the time of Tesha Shabbos, as Burton Shachanach and Reish Tamachimon and Ramon Reish Tamachalv, that would be permitted. Rather, it's logical that you would have to stop him because here there's Issa in that Torah. He adds on that according to those who hold that doing Malacha on Tesha Shabbos is only rabbinically forbidden, it's logical that Chum did not make it forbidden, only the Malacha itself, and not the Malacha of his Eved, when he's not commanded on him regarding himself. Maisa, to be stringent, since Burton be on Malacha and Reish Tamachalv, that most Rishonim hold that the Issa Malacha is on Tesha Shabbos is min HaTorah. Dish number eight, Sharatim brought that the Bilei Goyin sounds like that he holds to be machmer. There's no machlekes apayskim only by a ger toishav, that's a sachar, that's a hired laborer, who does tam alacha for his Jewish master. But if he was a day laborer by a Jew for a specific job, and he comes on Shabbos to do that work, Shabbos writes in Rishon Beis, that for sure you have to protest, even if he's a nachi, since you don't say in such a situation that the sachar is doing the malacha of Yisrael ladas atzmoy, and there's no machlekes. And also in the situation of the Sharatzin, that he's not a hired laborer for a specific job, the Shana alacha writes, l'maisa, one should be stringent like the pain of the Bilei Goyin, that's considered as doing a das rabbi, and therefore the master would be commanded to stop.